One year earlier, May 8, 2010, Apostolic Palace, Vatican City. He had never wanted to be Pope. God knew that he had never aspired to the papacy. But God had placed this burden on him, and so now he had to carry it for the good of the church that he loved, and that was his home, his life. Pope John Paul III remembered how he had groaned after the 10th round of voting as Cardinal Wynn began to read aloud the names on the ballots, and it became more and more evident with every ballot he unfolded that he would be the one to be elected. He remembered vividly the brief moment when rage washed over Cardinal Menendez's face as Cardinal Wynn asked the elected candidate whether he would accept the office. During the past 5 years, Lorenz had gradually gotten used to his office and the burden, and he had even found a certain satisfaction in the strength of his authority. The diplomatic skills, sang-froid, and mulishness of his predecessor had turned the Vatican into a global player.